I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, you guys. Hooman, let's do this contest because I got to get to this story.
Okay.
Right now, caller number 9, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to Train and the Goo Goo Dolls. Wow, that was super smooth.
It was super smooth. Thank you. It's early in the
Train
morning.
And the Goo Goo Dolls.
The opposite of.
June 15th at Shoreline Amphitheater. The perfect Valentine's Day gift. This will be a nice pair of tickets to slip into somebody's Valentine's Day present card. They're on sale now at LiveNation.com. And if you want to go see Train and the Goo Goo Dolls, call now. 800-400-3697. They're calling number 9. They're yours. Okay, so while Hooman is busy with the
contest,
the winner,
right,
I have something to show you.
What is it?
This is the Nob Hill Gazette. This is a publication. It's one of those, you know what's funny? It actually reminds me of FMQB. Do you remember?
Yeah, the radio magazine.
Yeah. It's
absolutely.
It's a trade
they used to
magazine.
Be in the radio station, scattered around.
You can, they'd be everywhere.
I'd be in there like, radio jobs, radio jobs. Right.
I know.
There they are.
There were pages. That's where you used to turn to get your radio jobs.
To everybody on this list.
Right.
And seeking. Michael Martin.
Major
that
market.
Guy got 100 tapes from me. And even now, he's like, yeah, you sent me a lot of tapes.
Hey, thanks for all the jobs. So this is like a
box of broken dreams is where.
Is there another magazine? Like, I mean, the only one I can think of is this trade magazine that's this size. I would say that this is a
I was gonna say old Rolling Stone size, but Rolling Stones was a little bit wider.
Yeah, and Rolling Stones definitely switched to even smaller than normal.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
This
such
one
a bummer.
I'm gonna say it's 10.5 inches wide. I'm just holding up a piece of paper next to it, and I'm gonna say it is 16 inches tall.
Mm.
So it's this long, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
Very large. It's like a, you know, it doesn't tuck in neatly with the rest of your papers, put it that way. So it's the Nob Hill Gazette, local paper here.
Weird.
And it's nice. It's shiny. It's a nice looking mag.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
beautiful.
This is the passion issue.
The passion
this
issue.
This is the passion issue, Vinny.
Oh, for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh.
So this, February 2019. So on
I
the
like
front
the black
is,
and white in the front.
Oh, it's a beautiful photo. It's a ballerina on point. And in mostly silhouette at the mm-hmm. window and just with looking at her love. I guess
okay.
She's there. There's the
he's
two.
He's handsome
the
enough.
Phone.
Good sure. for him.
So then, I am not sure where we got. Somebody must have seen.
We had people. Someone dropped off magazines down at security for us.
Oh, I see.
And then, so I got a notice, an email notice.
So there's an article midway through the passion issue that says, 2019 eligibles. Here's a shot of the most eligible bachelors and bachelorettes
beautiful
in San
bar.
Francisco mm-hmm. at this moment.
Hooman puts
CEO.
On that mug in the photo for the most eligible bachelor. Give me that
Hold on, I'll bring him a magazine. I'll bring him his own.
Can you sign it, Hooman?
Oh, yeah, sign it and... We'll
oh my God!
Susan.
We have got. Let's give this away.
How many do we have?
Face?
A couple.
Hey, sign it. Don't forget to sign it.
Can you describe yeah. that to me? What is that saying to people?
This look.
It's a. You know,
it's saying free as a bird.
It's, yeah, it's a look of you know no drama. That's the no.
Is
drama
that what that
look.
Is?
He's yeah. got his glass of Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Boy, so if girls look at this, they're like. A sport coat and running shoes. No.
What do you mean? You don't like that outfit?
Sport coat and running shoes? Come on!
What do you want me to wear?
You
dress
tell.
Shoes.
I mean, this is the most. And you're after. What are you going after? Obviously, the pinky crowd, right?
Yeah.
You know, they asked me to do this like 8 years ago or 10 years ago. I said no, and then this year I was just like, well, what?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
There are two girls on. There's a girl on either side of you. Why didn't you turn to either one of them and go, hey, what are you doing?
I'll tell you something. The chick who is on his left, on the right on the picture, her name...
On his shoulder.
Yes. Her name is Masa Tarani.
She's smoking hot.
She's a senior social media manager at Oracle.
Look at that title. Oh,
that's a nice title, right?
It is. Hey.
She says, I've been in social for about 8 years now. I mean, she is your kind of girl. Like, did you not try to make a play for her? You'd be like, hey, we're both so eligible. Neither of us is looking for commitment. Why don't we go put some Coldplay on?
And then what?
And see what happens.
And see if you start crying. And if
see
you
if
don't.
It takes.
I mean, and we found out all about your skills. You know, you got some major hand skills, in yesterday's Secret Show. So.
Cone. Oh, shit.
Number cone.
Trying to. I'm promoting you, Hooman. So you turn to the next page, Vinny, and there is our Hooman, by the way, got some new headshots done. Bravo. These look like you look now.
Thank God.
And they're great. I hope that you have access to this photo. So it says,
for Bay Area radio star.
Bay Area radio star.
Video killed the radio star. That's you, radio star.
Wow.
Actually, do you have a I would like to hear in your own words your little blurb.
Can you read it?
Those are the two.
Use that. Take your headphones.
We would like to hear Hooman read it.
Yes. Just come on. Just come get my copy and you can read it to me.
I think he's going to my desk because there's another copy.
Well, I would hope that there are just copies laying around everywhere.
My God.
Turn to
I
the proper
put them
page.
On every floor.
I want to get this photo framed.
Like, his celebrity crush, German model Toni Gern.
Gern.
Okay, is he going to read it?
Okay, here we go.
So, they say for Bay Area radio star Hooman Khalili, there is an upside to being single. Freedom. He declares, raising a glass of sparkling wine. Another benefit of bachelordom, according to the early Rising 97.3 personality, no drama when I go home at night. It's super peaceful.
And lonely.
Who could make Khalili change his mind about relationships? His celebrity crush, German model, Toni Gern.
Who's that?
She's one of the Victoria's Secret models.
Oh.
But you have something in common with her. I mean, you're going to have a way in when you meet her.
Who, like Khalili, recently returned from a humanitarian outing in South Africa.
Oh, God.
Soulmates? Wow. Can I see a picture of this Toni Gern?
Can you pull it up? Take a look.
Oh. She's pretty.
Oh, yeah, you have a shot with her.
You know her?
No. I follow one of
Did you talk with her?
No, I follow one of Beyonce's dancers on Instagram, and she went to Africa to do some work, and I was like, oh, and then I see it's this.
Oh, you were like, oh, let's see if we did the same work.
And then I saw that she went to help this woman, Toni Gern, because she has like a place for girls who have been abandoned in Africa.
Oh, boy.
Like, wow.
Some serious work.
So do you read, is it Masa?
I think it's Masa.
Masa Tarani?
Yeah, tell me what her
says. What is her deal? You obviously talked to her, right?
Yeah. I mean, we were doing the shoot for
three hours.
She is Persian.
She's
yeah.
the perfect
and
girl.
She's next to you in the
future. I guess.
I love the way Vinny does that.
I don't think he's attracted to Persian women, though.
But you're not attracted to Persian women?
Oh, your mom must be so disappointed.
Well, I don't want to say that. I mean, I've definitely gone on dates with Persian girls before. So.
To make your mom happy?
I've
gone on dates.
So you're saying you're not into Persian women?
He likes, you know who he likes? He likes Michael Franti's wife. That's who he likes.
Well, she's one of my friends.
As a friend.
Yeah.
He wouldn't date her, though.
I wouldn't date her.
He wouldn't date her.
And I wouldn't date Parisa either.
Well, it sounds like you won't date Masa either.
Well,
I mean, you were right there. She's on your shoulder.
The two of you are touching the
most eligible peoples. Why don't you turn to her and go,
she has a very friendly hand on his
shoulder.
We're
a power couple right here. Let's go out. What are we doing?
Vinny, look at, like, everyone else is just looking at these two are in a thing.
They're touching.
And they're their own picture.
And she's like, look at my thigh, boy. Look at it.
Why aren't you looking at my thigh?
Look at my thigh.
Could she still bear children? How old is she?
Yeah, she can bear children.
How old is she? Showing a lot of thigh, huh?
Yeah, she is.
That's funny.
I don't know.
She's eligible.
28 or something.
Oh, she's in it. Oh my God, Hooman. Your mother will faint.
I don't even know what this sentence means. I've been in social for about 8 years now.
That's what I do. I'm in social.
Oh, social media.
Right. Do I need to say the full? I mean, come on. Get hip.
I've worked for J-Lo, Steve Harvey, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, your mom would be so happy.
Dude,
oh
my God. She's a name dropper just like
just
you
are. Just like you.
The two of you could be there like, and I know.
Your
and
mom.
And she could go, but and I know.
But have you ever interviewed? Oh my God, you don't know him?
The restaurant will be like, oh my God, these two people have been warring names for hours. We need the seat.
They still haven't ordered a drink.
He only drinks half a mojito.
Anyway. Oh my God. Not even selling them alcohol. Yeah, this is so funny. So anyway, can people see this online somewhere? Can we take some pictures of this and post them or something?
Because
people need to see. I mean, this is big.
When did you do this photo shoot?
I think a month ago, 1 month ago.
You think?
Have you seen
Check
Masa
your Google
since?
Because
he's done so many.
Right.
Have you seen Masa since?
No, we sent a couple messages on Facebook.
Oh, you have
messages?
Oh, you don't have her
on
number?
Facebook.
No, I think I have her email. I didn't.
Do you want me to dictate
She's not
a note
his
to her?
Type
yes,
girl,
let's
you
get
guys.
Let's get a note going.
Well, I don't. I'm okay.
She's
right.
Perfect.
No,
she's perfect.
Yeah. See, not his type of girl.
Look at my thigh!
Oh my God.
Who's that?
That's her. She's yelling at you.
Masa,
I need
stop
you to look
it
at my thighs. Look. I've been in social for
that
8 years.
You, okay?
How long have you been in social?
8 years. 8 years I've been in.
I'm holding it up for the cameras at RadioAlice.com.
That other chick by him, like that blonde chick that looks all happy.
Yeah.
She's more his type.
Yeah, that's my friend Colby.
Oh,
that's your friend
Colby.
How did you get picked for this?
Yeah, what did you do?
Nothing.
Did one of them say, you should get Hooman?
I got an email saying, hey, you know, we'd like to feature you in the magazine. And I didn't really
read it. The Nob Hill Gazette. By
the
way.
Knob Hill Gazette.
But you know all these people also. I'm going to hold it up to the camera. People are texting in asking.
All right,
the hottest
I'll
girl, by the
too.
Way, is the chick right there in the middle.
What, which one? The
Moana?
Is she black?
One in the green?
That is the hottest
chick. In the green dress. She's the hottest chick of all of them.
I don't know. I like Masa a lot.
I found the link.
Masa looks like Jillian Michaels.
Sam Facebook page.
Oh, you found
so
the link?
Okay,
yes.
All right. Oh, so you found a link to the story online where people
can see everything's right there online. It's great.
Turn the page.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Yeah. So, all right. So go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and you can see it. This is big.
Is it?
Hooman, congratulations
huge
on being one of the 10 most eligible bachelors or bachelorettes here in the city. It's very exciting.
Otherwise known as the 10 most loneliest people.
Oh.
It's the lonely list, everyone.
Oh, that is a crushing blow.
It is.
It is what it is, man.
Hurts.
Love hurts.
Knob Hill Gazette. Thank you, Knob Hill Gazette, for featuring our Hooman. That's, you know, he loves the publicity. And I have to say, whoever did that headshot for you, and I'm sure there's way more pictures than just that one, you need to contact them and get the rights to those pictures so that you can. That's your new headshot. It's a great photo.
Is it the same
look
dude
at you with combed hair?
What about the one for me when I was like 28?
No.
That one is good when you
that
were 28.
One is, right. That's 15 years out of date.
Oh, snap.
Oh, photography by John Lee.
Oh, John Lee. Oh, John Lee. John Lee.
What is? How do you say this girl's name?
Moana, I think.
Moana Lani?
Her name's Moana?
Oh, that's pretty.
Jeffries. She's Moana a photographer.
Moana Lani. Oh, you should have her take your picture. She's so hot.
Yeah. I know her, too. She's one of my friends.
She likes a person. I like a person who can laugh at themselves. Somebody who has a sense of humor is a big thing.
Was there any suggestion during this photo shoot for an underwear version of that photo? Or did you guys, you know, let's get our shirts off. Let's, you know, show everybody what we got.
That's
we're so eligible.
I think we're all working on our summer bodies.
Oh.
When those kick in.
Oh, then we're going to revisit
this. We'll strip down, yeah.
Maybe the whole group can go meet together on a beach somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Play a little volleyball and get some action shots.
Uh-huh. Sarah, try to be honest.
Okay.
I want you to be honest right now.
All right.
I know it's hard because you love Hooman, so you're tainted.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
I want you to look at this group here in this photo of the most eligible bachelors, bachelorettes in the Bay Area. Who do you pick? If you're a single chick.
I'll take Masa. She's the girl for me.
That's okay. All right. No, none of those guys work for you.
Well,
they don't. It's not that any of them are bad looking or anything. I don't like the smile on a couple of them. The one dude's got, he's not even looking at the camera. He looks a little shifty. I don't know.
The guy with the long hair?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he looks totally shady. But the guy, the guy that's against the bar, the older dude.
On the far left? With the bow tie? Is that your guy?
No.
The bow tie guy?
No, not the bow tie guy. No, not that guy.
I like the guy in the white t-shirt, I guess, if I have to choose one of them.
Okay, he's the guy next to the guy in the white t-shirt.
That's who you're into?
I'm not into him, but if I had to do someone from here, that would be him.
Oh, really?
I'd have to do something with his hair, and probably he couldn't laugh too much.
He just put a piece of duct tape over his mouth. Yeah, I gotta say, I'm really into Masa. Like, she looks really funny.
That girl,
even
is...
her picture, she has this funny smile on. She's just like, she looks devious, and she looks like my kind of girl.
Other girl, Colby. I like, so if I had to go
you
with
like Colby?
Someone else, a girl, Colby would be.
How about you, Vin?
I told you, front and center, right there in the middle, Moalani, whatever, however you say that.
Moanalani.
How about you, Bren?
I'm looking at this Human Khalili guy.
Human
Khalili.
He looks like he knows how to have a good time, I'll tell you that.
I got one taker.
Who, the Human guy?
Human Khalili guy. Yeah.
Hey, can I just say thanks to Erin Carlson? She's the editor
God.
Of the Knob Hill Gazette.
Yes.
So
yeah, she can say thanks.
Hey, Erin.
Thanks, Erin. This is hilarious. And like the best thing that happened to me all week.
Will you
what?
Cut out a picture of you and the blurb that you say where you name drop Tony Garn and make sure she sees this?
I don't
you want her to see it?
I feel like if it comes from me, it won't have the effect.
Well, then don't you think you should hire a friend to send that over?
I do need to hire a friend. Yeah, okay. Maybe that's a good idea.
I feel
idea.
Like we could get this framed and have it be, you know, do like a custom frame job on this. And
why?
Why not?
Who his knows? Celebrity crush, German model Tony Gerr.
Oh, we should get a little picture of her and put that in next to him. And
yeah.
Remember, just a little one, though.
Remember we did something like this when Vinny bought that house up in Hamilton. We had all these different pictures of it. Mm. And the floor. Remember we got, I don't know, we went to like a framing guy who did all the different things.
That sounds familiar.
I want to do that for...
seeing his house on a camera.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on my
camera pictures.
It was my little electric camera that I left. I left it here.
It was one of the very first times we ever saw digital images on a camera. It was like, when did you buy that? In like 2000?
What? I didn't buy it. It was given to me.
No. I mean the house.
Yeah, I think so. I actually, when I came back, that dumb camera was still sitting.
It was.
It was in the other room. The camera. I'm like, oh my God.
Were your pictures?
No,
still on it?
But it was the camera for sure.
So funny. We never throw away anything, do we?
No, we never
do. I didn't clean over the 7 years I was gone.
No.
God.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
Wait.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is, it's almost 6:40. We're running a little bit late here. I wanted to mention that, Bryn, I know we've talked about this a few times this week. I just want to remind everyone, if you are into VR and some of the developments that are happening with this, we have an opportunity for you this Friday to check out what's going on. I was listening to a report on this on KCBS this morning, and they were saying it's not just that you're going in and playing a VR game. You're actually in the Terminator movie.
That's
right.
Like,
you're playing a role in this movie.
And it's the first of this kind in the Bay Area, too.
Right. So this is the Century Theater at the Oak Ridge Mall on Friday from 6 to 8.
That's correct. Thank you so much.
All the detail. You're hosting it. You're, you know, going to be participating and, you know, hugging and whatever it is
hugging
you do with
and
these
and playing
things.
Games with people and stuff like
looks
that.
Looks really cool.
Yeah, it's really fun.
As I was researching the event, it seems like Spaces is a groundbreaking, entertaining
cutting-edge technology.
Spaces. Uh-huh.
Yes, to transport you into worlds beyond imagination.
Oh. Hey, the next time let's mention this one more time during our show in a couple hours or whatever, and play that spot that Bryn has.
I'll throw it in one of the top sets.
Oh!
Yeah, because Bryn has done spots for our station and KCBS, but they're not airing during our morning
show.
Drive time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll so just pull, it up pull later. Me out some excerpts right, from
sure.
it. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll talk about it again at...
We do like 8:30.
No, 8:30, I'm doing the Imani
thing. Oh, we're doing
thing.
Disneyland. Yeah.
We'll do it at 9.
Okay.
Right. We'll talk about it at 9. Great. I just want to make sure that we get to it. Oh, by the way, speaking of 9 o'clock, there's a movie review with Marcus Osborne.
Oh.
The Hooman and Marcus are going to do it. The Liam Neeson movie where he made the comments about how he tried to
Cold
hunt down
pursuit.
A black man. Crazy. And then what's the other movie?
Arctic.
All right, perfect.
Both about the snow.
I can't wait.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. You've been a name dropper for years. Isn't it time you started being a panty dropper?
Yeah!
Oh!
That's
visit
one.
The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart at sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
Another home run. From the ad team at sfgcjm.com.
I just speaking got like new copy yesterday.
Our resident name dropper. He is a star of the Nob Hill Gazette this morning.
Oh. One of the 10 most eligible people in San Francisco. It's time. Oh, yes, it's
drop
time.
Drop them Homan. Panties.
Drop them panties. Stop dropping them names and start dropping them panties. Gift Center, that's so funny.
You guys
God.
Are hilarious.
Well done, Gift Center. Never talk about me again, though, okay?
Yeah, me either. Just keep it to Hooman.
Keep me
Easy
out of your crap,
Bryn.
Okay?
Fine,
I don't want
Gift
any
Center.
Part. Thank you. Every time I see those, I feel like a sitting duck till I get to the part where I go, it's
oh,
not
thank
me.
God, it's not about me. Oh, that's funny. Good times.
Should have proofread this.
Whoever is writing these, they are just,
you're doing a great
they're
job.
Super fans.
Well done.
I don't
know,
the
I don't know if
things.
It's the ladies from the Gift Center we've met before or if it's the ad agency who's doing it. But yeah
well, whoever
great.
It is, they're clearly super fans. And mm-hmm. and this has been money well spent for them because we give them about 3 minutes of ad time every time they write one.
That's how you do it.
Let this be a lesson to other sponsors.
Right. All right, here's what's happening. So it looks like today we have a break in the storm action. It was cold this morning as I got up and out, but there was no rain. And I actually even had a little rain yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Really?
Over by
home?
My house, there was rain. Not on the way home, but in the late afternoon, there was rain falling as I did a couple things out. And it's like, ugh.
Just little drips.
I have to recheck that forecast and make sure I'm okay tomorrow because I'm driving around without a window. It turns out today's okay.
Okay.
So we got a break, but more wet weather is in the forecast, and more snow is forecast, which is great news.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take all the snow we can get. Right?
It's hard to argue, right?
Right. I want them to go back and check again.
The snowpack?
Yeah. I mean, I know they're going to do that soon, but oh my God, it's so exciting.
Right.
We were at 100%, right, when they checked it a couple weeks ago, and then that weekend we got 4 feet. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so exciting.
So there you go. Rain expected on Friday and through the weekend. And there's even rain forecast into next week.
Okay.
So a gas line explosion on Geary Boulevard, one of the busiest streets here in the city of San Francisco. I mean, okay, maybe not one of the busiest, but it's busy.
It's busy. It's a total crosstown.
Yeah.
That's a major thoroughfare.
I lived on that street.
Right.
Well,
way out by the beach.
Just off it on Point Lobos. But yeah.
Right.
So anyway, a gas line explosion.
Show Vinny. You've probably seen some of the footage. It's
that flame. Look, show that.
I've seen it.
Okay.
I was watching the news and you can't believe. And of course, they have such great footage now between drones and everything else. It is
that is hairball.
It is so dramatic.
So the gas line explosion on Geary shot flames 40 feet into the air, sent people running for their lives, and set 5 buildings on fire yesterday afternoon. They say crews working for Verizon dug into the street at Geary and Parker, which is the inner Richmond. As you mentioned, I was living in the outer Richmond, so this is...
You were on the beach, baby.
Right. They struck a PG&E line... And they set off the blast midday. One in the afternoon. It was right near Mel's drive-in.
Amazingly, I don't think anyone was hurt.
No.
People were running out of the restaurant when they heard the booming rumble and felt the window shake there.
Incredible.
So, there's power outages and a bunch
still
of fallout
right
from this. Yeah. As, hundreds without gas, thousands without power. Mm. So, you know, this time I'm sure PG&E is like, whew.
It wasn't
Verizon.
Us.
It wasn't me.
Keeps you can't say Verizon enough in this story. Mention Verizon again, please. but anyway, that
Yikes.
Happened and it's pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Today is February 7th. February is Black History Month. Mm-hmm. There are lots of different ways people celebrate. You see it on TV, different channels doing different things about Black history, and Adidas wanted to get in on the action.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they had to pull the sneaker. Now, they had apparently it was a whole line of stuff that they put out for the Black History Month to honor.
This was specific to Black History
Black
Month.
Black History
okay.
Month. The shoe, part of the company's Ultra Boost line, was included in a broader collection of sneakers inspired by the Harlem Renaissance. Critics, of course, have gotten after them to the point that they have pulled the shoe.
The Harlem Renaissance?
Mm-hmm. They're calling the shoe, or sorry, they're calling the company Tone Deaf. What a Tone Deaf tribute. First of all, the damn sneaker's white.
Oh.
So they're like, you made a white sneaker to celebrate Black History Month.
That's funny. Okay. So
here's another
white.
Person tweet who's tweeting their disappointment. They say, let me find this. Oh, an employee at the store where this person went to look at the shoe that celebrates Black History Month proceeded to tell me that the shoe was made of all cotton. So an all-white shoe made of cotton is celebrating Black History Month. I am disgusted. It's unbelievable. Adidas now says of this collection and this shoe specifically, toward the later latter stages of design process, we added a running shoe and we now feel it does not reflect the spirit or philosophy of how Adidas believes we should recognize the and honor Black History Month. We've withdrawn the product from the collection.
That is so dumb.
For real.
That is dumb.
I have those shoes on right now.
What?
Except they're just regular. They're not the special edition. They're just Ultra Boosts.
Oh, and they're black.
Yeah, I love
them. Why didn't
they
just put
those
out?
They know how to make
them
black.
And they sell very well. I don't know why they're trying to do some sort of...
And make them out of polyester, would you?
Maybe I should have wore those shoes for my photo shoot.
Or shoes, not sneakers.
I like
sneakers.
I mean,
you put on a shoe
so
of all the
me.
Things you do. You're like a guy who lurks around the upper crust all the time.
I can't remember the last time you were so tough on someone.
Really? I think it was you yesterday.
I was just going to say the same thing. You yesterday.
Well, I'm going to look into these Adidas. See if I can get a pair.
You want to try and get a pair?
The ones Brin
has.
Oh, the ones
Brin's
yeah.
have.
Why don't you like Persian girls? Tell the truth for once.
For once.
No, it's just, you know.
They're needy. He's said it before that they're difficult. They're persnickety.
I just haven't found the one that I
I'm click. Trying to avoid the B word because that's what he really said.
Sorry, that's what sorry, he said?
Persian. Yeah, he's like, they're,
what he
they're
said.
Difficult. He said they're really demanding and needy.
True.
Don't look at me.
We're looking at you.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I don't think it's necessarily true. I mean,
you
know,
think it's necessarily
every ethnicity
true?
Has bees.
True.
Yeah.
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 It's just not his type. It's all right to have a type. We all have types.
I like that Masa chick. She's
I know.
Kind of
you said that like
you got to go
times.
For her. You
Thank
get
God
her.
Brim
I want
likes,
her in my life.
I would go
me.
For her.
I do. With a sparkling wine.
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm going to get those
Did
shoes.
You even take a sip off of that wine?
Yeah, we were there for a while.
I would have
while.
Been like, bro, get that glass away from me. I'm not holding that thing.
Why not?
I think that the guy with the long hair might be sober. He was holding the water.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
yeah,
it's not even... I mean, the other guys are holding a normal tumbler. Like,
yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Any stem glass, no thanks. I'm not holding that.
No, it's fancy, Vinny. Don't you want to be fancy for
once? No, I don't.
You're not going to hold... What are you going to do at your wedding? You put sparkling water in a champagne flute.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. And you go like this with your finger out.
Actually, you're finger right. Out. I'll do whatever it takes to get through that day without
That's
trouble.
That's right.
Hey, just want to get through to the other side.
Can I ask you a question about your wedding?
Oh, come on.
Are you going to
wear... We're talking about you right now. Wait,
are you going to wear a tux?
No.
He's wearing his
Oh,
his
you guys want to hear something trippy?
Yes.
So it's been, I don't know, the last time I bought a suit was for my brother's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately... My waist may have grown an inch since then.
So get that let out. Right?
I don't know that you can let out stuff. I think you can take in stuff.
No, you can let out. A lot of times, go see.
Anyway,
put another panel in it.
Yeah, they'll fit a panel down the side.
Come on.
Be like those stripy leg pants.
I'm gonna bend over to pick something up, and people will see a big panel that's different colored than my. No, I gotta go buy a new suit. But I go in. I'm just looking at some suits, one particular brand.
Oh, and what's the brand?
It doesn't matter.
Is it Armani?
No, is it Prada?
It doesn't matter.
Is it Target?
But it's not either of the ones you've named. I just look at it, and the first group of suits are slim fit, and I'm like, So I'm scanning, you know, like,
thin.
All right, fine. It's fine. I could wear a slim fit.
As in, it tries to slim you, like it's got.
No,
some...
it's. Slim fit, as in the cut
is like a skinny jean.
It's like a skinny pant and a skinny jacket.
I like that. I like that. I've seen that.
It
like
looks
that
okay
too.
If it's done right, for sure.
You kind of have to be
right
skinny.
Shoes.
And I can do that, but then the right but I'm like, all right, well, I'll have to try them on. Maybe upsize myself one or two. I've done it before. It's fine. I've learned how to deal with this chunk right here on my belt line. Anyway... As I continue to scroll, it goes from slim fit to very slim fit. Like slim fit is the regular fit, and we're continuing to get thinner as we go down in the slit. I'm like, what the?
Next stop, leggings.
Well, honestly, I've
cat
got...
cat suit.
Yeah.
Put a tie on
Your
this cat
unitard.
Suit.
Ooh.
How are dudes wearing that?
It's the style. I see it all the time.
I know, but most dudes have bigger legs than can fit in a slim fit pant.
But
they get the wide.
It's a slim fit, so it's a tight fit, but it's not, you know. Maybe it even has some spandex in it and makes them look slimmer.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway.
Body shaping.
Yeah. That was weird. The suits have clearly,
by Armani.
In just 5 years,
the
norm has changed
a lot.
Yeah.
Any chance you're going to wear a tuxedo with tails?
No.
Yeah,
not even a little bit.
He said no to the tux. He doesn't want to wear someone else's clothes.
They did. Well, you know what? They actually had a tux reasonably priced there. I mean, it wasn't any more than the suits. Mm. So I could buy that if I wanted.
Do it.
I'm looking at suits
it's
that
nice
were
to have
under
$1,000. You never need one.
No, I don't. When would I need one?
I don't know. When you go to the opera or something?
Yeah, you might
never.
Start, if you bought a tux, you might start going to events.
I never.
Oh, my God. The ballet.
You guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm dreading my own wedding. And it's not because I'm married, you know, the whole.
It's a thing.
It's
I know.
A big event.
I don't even want to get married.
It's a whole
Why
day.
Is this lady
she
making
said
me marry
that.
Her?
She said that.
Well, I'm quoting someone.
I don't know.
Who wasn't on the air at the time.
What?
Who's that?
I'm being framed. Oh, it's Brynn?
Nah.
What?
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
It's not me. Anyway, the point is.
Yeah.
Suits are going to be a thing. I already see trouble coming.
Just go for the least slim fit. Although you have nice skinny legs.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I can actually pull off a slim fit suit. You'd think a normal size dude would be like, these pants aren't going to happen.
I'm going to go to the big and tall store.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
Do I have time for another story?
Maybe just for some texts.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
When you were talking about the you and Yuzette, it reminded me of when Sarah said, you, me, yes, you. Same with Bill.
Daryl.
How are you?
Daryl, how are you?
You.
Yeah,
Oh my God, you love that so much.
You,
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it slightly less because you use that leg. I love to see you use that laughing, so I'm pleased that I can.
It's so funny.
Give that to you. Okay.
Daryl, how are you?
You sound like Daryl to me. You guys are so fun.
Daryl, how are you?
How are you? Okay. All right. So
he's like sitting there going, how do I fix this? What just happened?
Well, everyone else went. It's Sarah, it's Bill. Ladies, listen up. Your time has finally come.
Uh-oh. For Hooman?
Yeah. No.
Is this the bachelor bit again?
Well, Hooman, your time has come too. Like, I've got a new emoji that you are going to love. Uh-oh. Actually, you're all going to love it. It's awful.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.